Welcome to the Light, Hope, and Healing podcast, where we discuss why you have stress, anxiety, pain, illness, and how to heal from it. I am your host, Tracy Gorick. My background is a healing coach, energy healer, spiritual mentor, intuitive, and channel. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's podcast. This week's topic is what you give, you will receive. And this is an important one to keep in mind, especially on your healing journey, because as you heal, you can put out more higher vibrational energies than you did before. And so that's one reason why you would, or another reason why you would want to heal yourself, because what you're going to be putting out there is what you're going to be getting back. So that's basically what it is one way to understand manifesting and one way to help you learn manifesting or to progress your manifesting. So when you want, or what you want in your life, you need to put out there. An example would be like, this is a silly thing, but I started doing it, is on YouTube videos that I watch. If I enjoy them, I like them, I make sure I'm subscribed to the people. And I'll comment, because that helps their algorithm and it helps build their channels. Even most of the time, they're huge channels, right, already? But I still do that because it's just something nice to do. It's nice to recognize, let them know you like it. And also comment to have, you know, a conversation. It might help other people. Anyway, that's what I wish for people to do for mine if they're enjoying them, right? So I started doing it for others because, you know, I didn't do it, and it's not because I didn't like it or whatever. I just like get busy or not even think about it. But it was something that I wanted, so why am I not going to do it for others if it's something I want, right? So that's one thing to keep in mind when there's something in your life you want. Then you need to do it. If you want kindness back to you, then be kind. If you want friendship, then be a friend. You have to put out there what you want in order to receive it. That's what manifesting is. That's what kind of like karma is, right? I kind of associate the karma and the manifesting together, because what you're putting out there is what you're getting back in return. So if you're angry and frustrated and rude, that's what you're going to get in return. So be the one, we've talked about it in past podcasts, be the one to break these cycles with people. Be the one to be the change for yourself, because you're the only one that can do it. And in order to, like, I understand, like, there's just moments where, like, you're upset, you're angry, you're hurt, whatever it is. But once you start your healing journey and you start healing yourself and you're healing the traumas, you'll understand you can let go of that anger, hurt, and frustration. You'll understand there's no need to react to somebody who's rude to you. You'll learn to understand that, or you'll start to feel it. You'll really become clear once you heal yourself. Many things become clearer once you heal yourself. So it's really important to pay attention to yourself and start looking at what do you want in your life? How do you want your life to be? And you start putting that out there. Okay? Because we're manifestors. We are manifestors. We're manifesting the lives we have right now. And I've seen it for myself. And I know this, that might have just upset some people, but it's okay, because if it did upset you, take a look at your life. What's going on? What do you need to heal in your life? What traumas do you need to heal? What triggers are affecting you? It's about learning yourself. And then once you learn yourself, you can begin to heal yourself. Okay, and understanding what is going on with you and how what you put out there is what's going to come back to you. How you act with others is what's going to come back to you. And this will change your life if you can do it, because you can mitigate or lower tensions with others just by not reacting, by putting the good out there. You change it. You change how things happen and how you just handle situations. You can change it. So just keep that in mind, that what you want, just give it out. You put it out there. You be what you want. Be the person you want. Be the change you want. I know you've all heard that before, but it's true. Be the change that you want, and it's going to change. It'll help you. It'll change your life. It'll change how your life is. And that's why I tell you at the end of all the videos, do one thing you love every day. Do one thing of self-care. Look for the good in everything and write 10 things you're grateful for. Do you see? There's the positive in there. It's about making yourself look at things differently, react to things differently, and act towards things differently. All right? So that's what I've got for today. I want to mention that I have several ways that you can work with me. I have a membership group, which is $9.99 a month, and I have other ways like sessions you can have, etc. All the links are below in the description if you feel like you need more help on your healing journey. So let's get ready for the healing meditation. If you are driving or using heavy machinery, you need to stop listening to the podcast now, because we are going to be doing a healing meditation, and the energy is very powerful and can make you sleepy and lose concentration. Come back when you stop driving or using the heavy equipment and enjoy the healing meditation. All right, let's get ready for the healing meditation. I want you to close your eyes. Go ahead and take a deep breath in now. Hold it. And exhale. Another deep breath in. Hold it. And exhale. And one last deep breath in. Hold it. This time on the exhale, relax your whole body. All right, I want you to imagine this blue light coming in the top of your head and this red light coming up from your root chakra, both going to your heart. So the blue is coming down to your heart and the red is coming up to your heart. Those two colors are going to blend and make violet. I want you to imagine this violet light spreading out throughout your body. It's getting larger and larger. It's going up into your head. It's clearing and cleansing and purifying anything that no longer serves you. It's going down your arms, down into your solar plexus, and your sacral, and then down to your root and down both legs, all the way down to your feet. And once it fills up your physical body, that violet color flame is going to spread out into your energy, filling up your aura, cleansing, clearing, and purifying everything. All right, now I want you to imagine this gold light coming down from God, Source, whatever your belief is. It's going down into your heart. You're going to imagine that light just spreading, just like we did with the violet flame, spreading out up into your head, neck, shoulders, down your arms, your chest, your solar plexus, your sacral, your root, now down both legs. And again, as it fills up your body, now it's going to fill up your aura, your whole energy. So you're just surrounded and in this gold light. Now I want you to imagine this blue light coming into the top of your head. It's going down to your heart, and this blue light's coming And then it's going to come up from your root also, chakra, and meeting in your heart. So it's coming down from your crown chakra and your root chakra, and then it's meeting in your heart. These blue lights are going to start twirling in counterclockwise direction. You're going to imagine them going into a look like a tornado, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until it's as big as your whole body. Once it's as big as your whole body, I want you to imagine an X at the end of this tornado. You're disconnecting from anything that is no longer serving your highest and best with this. All right, now again, I want you to imagine this gold light coming into the top of your head. It's filling up your heart again. This time, what we're going to do is we're going to send healing energy to those that have harmed you. And if you've been with me for a while, you know we do this to heal for you, right? So I want you to send this healing energy from your heart to them, but only to right at the edge of them, because you can't force healing on them. But you want to put it there so if they want it, they can take it. This is to heal for you, not for them. You don't have to be around them, hang around them, talk to them. It's up to you, but you need to heal it for you. So send that healing now from you to them and heal all the situations that happened that have hurt you. And now, when you feel that's done, I want you to do the same thing for those you may have harmed. And if you can't think of it, just do it with the intention that it goes to those you may have harmed. Same thing, send the healing from you to them, just to the edge of their energy, so they can decide if they want it or not. And this is helping for you to heal. And them also. Now I want you to send gold light. You're going to bring it down from the top of your head to your heart. Send gold light to those people in your family. Now I want you to add sending gold light to those in your city. And now send gold light to those in your state. And now send gold light to everyone in your country. And now send gold light to everyone around the world. Alright, when you feel that's done, bring the gold light back into your heart. And I'm going to send healing energy now to you, so sit back and relax, and I will send it now. If you feel any twitching throughout your body, it's just the energy breaking blockages. So just relax through it. Okay, go ahead and take a deep breath in now. Hold it. And this time on the exhale, release everything that came up for you that needs to be released. Open your eyes. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. All right, that's what I have for today. Go have a great day. Go do something you love, something that brings you joy and lifts you up. Do at least one thing every day that you love to do. And then do at least one thing of self-care every day. Drink tea, Epsom salt bath, pray, meditate, whatever it is. Do at least one self-care every day. And then look for the good in everything. Look for the good everywhere in everything. And when you see something good in somebody, say it to them. And write 10 things you're grateful for. Do these things, and I promise you, you're going to start to see a difference in your life. So that's all I have for today. I love you all. Have a great day, and I will see you soon. Bye.